Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is James Lee. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. Alright, let's get started. This talk is going to be about secure protocols in Linux. One of the things that many of us have been doing for years in the Linux world is connecting from one machine to another to do system administration type things or any sort of interaction with the operating system. In order to do that, we need to get a shell. And some other things that we've been doing is connecting to other machines and moving files from one machine to another. Historically, the way that we have done that is through programs like Telnet. Telnet is a program that allows us to get a shell on the target machine. Or FTP. FTP is a file transport protocol, and that allows us to move a file back and forth from one machine to another. Or using RSH, remote shell, RCP, remote copy, or rlogin, which allows us to remotely log in. The problem with these protocols is they're very bad. And the reason why they're bad is because all the information is sent through the network in these protocols in the clear, meaning that when you log in, you send your username and your password through the network to the target machine to log in, and the username and password is sent through the network in the clear. And anyone who's listening on the network, which is very easy to do using packet sniffers like Wireshark and others, then they'll see your username password going through in the clear, can grab your username password, log in, and do whatever they want to do on the target machine. So also, all the data is sent. So if you're sending any sensitive information through the network, such as a social security number or credit card number or something like that, that information is also sent through the network in the clear that can be obtained by someone listening in on the network. So these are typically these protocols are a bad idea, so we should not use these protocols. So then the question is, what should we use? And the answer is secure protocols like SSH and SCP. So that's what we're here to talk about. So SSH is the secure shell, and you can find everything you need to know about SSH at OpenSSH.org. So if you go there, you can find out all the information you need to know about SSH and how to use it and so on. But it's the secure shell. And the purpose of SSH is to replace Telnet, RSH, and rlogin. And the good news about SSH is we get a shell on the target machine, but all the information sent from the local machine to the target machine is sent encrypted. That includes the username passwords are sent encrypted, all the data is sent encrypted, everything is encrypted. So the way it works is that you on the local machine, you type in your username, that username gets encrypted, sent to the target machine. The target machine then decrypts it and sends information back in an encrypted way, and then the local machine decrypts that and so on. So it's encrypted on one side, decrypted on the other side. And it's encrypted and decrypted through what are known as the public-private keys that are created on both ends. So all the data and all the passwords are sent securely encrypted through the network, therefore unreadable by a third party. So this is the way to get a shell now. So if you have to do any sort of work on a target machine, use SSH. Don't ever use Telnet or the ARB programs anymore. And the replacement for FTP is SCP, secure copy. In SCP, the data is encrypted, transferred over, and decrypted. And with SCP, you can do everything you can do with FTP, which means you can move a file from one machine to another. You can copy from the local machine to the target or from the target to the local. And the other thing that's very nice about SSH and SCP is this concept of passwordless login. That means that you can log in without actually sending your password. So if you set it up on both ends, which I'll describe in just a moment what you need to do, then you basically can do an SSH space target machine, and it logs you right into a shell without asking for your password. And then if you do an SCP from the target machine, let's say to the local machine, it'll copy that file as without requesting a password as if it was the same machine. So it's passwordless, seamless way to get a shell and copy files across the network, which is a very nice thing. So what you need to do in order to set up this passwordless login is the following. First of all, on the local machine, this is the machine that you're sitting in front of, get a shell and run the program ssh-keygen, K-E-Y-G-E-N. And what that'll do is generate keys. This will generate the public and private key set for the local machine, for your account on the local machine. And what it'll do is it'll create a file in the home directory /.ssh directory. So it's going to create, if it doesn't yet exist, it'll create the directory, home directory /.ssh. And under there, it's going to create two files. And the files are id_RSA and id_RSA.pub. And those two are respectively the private key and the public key. And the way this interaction works is you're going to keep the private key. Keep it private, very important that you do that, and then share the public key with the target machine. So if the target machine has your public key, your private key and public key can kind of communicate with one another and vouch for who you are and log you in without the need for a password. So the way to share that public key is to do the following. Take the contents of home directory /.ssh/id_RSA.pub. Take the contents of that file, copy it, and then paste it on the target machine. That's the machine into which you want to log in. Paste it into the file home directory.ssh /known hosts. That's KNOWN_HOSTS. Known hosts. So basically you've copied from the remote machine the id_RSA.pub, pasted it into the target machine known hosts. And then save that known host file. Then the next time you log in from the local machine to the target machine, it'll send the private key, compare it with the public key on the other side. There'll be a match, and it'll let you log in without requesting a password. Then every time you copy a file using SCP, it'll copy it without requesting a password. So it makes that target machine look like it's basically the same machine, but everything's being copied through the network. And what's nice about it is it's being copied, encrypted, therefore unviewable by a third party. So if you're still using Telnet and FTP and the R programs, my suggestion, get rid of them. Go to openssh.org or install it on your Linux box, however that is done for your particular distribution using Yum or apt-get or what have you, and begin using SSH to do all your communication through the network in a secure fashion. That way you'll protect your data, sleep better at night, and also it's a very interesting technology to know about.
I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for James Lee. If there's a show you'd like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.